This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to Brazil, which has been a bright spot in the global economy in recent years, but things are starting to slow down. So today, the government is launching a stimulus package of sorts. For more, let's bring in the BBC's João Felet. He's with us from Brasilia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what exactly is the government of Brazil planning to do here to stimulate the economy?
Well, Brazil's government is set to launch a series of measures, hoping to inject up to $50 billion in the economy over the next 5 years. The first part of this plan includes privatizing about 14 kilometers of railways, roads. The government is also expecting to privatize ports, to bring energy costs down, to do some incentives for industry, some tax cuts. The main reason is that growth in Brazil is predicted to be under 2% this year, which would be the weakest performance since 2009, and also a sharp slowdown from an impressive 7.5% rise in 2010.
But you can't always have 7.5% growth. I mean, obviously the economy is going to slow down. Why do they feel pressure to do this kind of stimulus right now?
Well, the country has a very large population, a very large poor population, and the government argues that it needs to keep high growth rates in order to include these people. So the recent weak results have been attributed mainly to rising debt rates among the population and also the global downturn. So the government is acting with the tools it has, at least to keep it higher than 2%.
The BBC's João Felet in Brasilia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.